Hey, how's it going out there? This is Two Birds, One Show. I'm Dieter. That's my buddy, Ricky. We're on the BGSE Network every night, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check it out. We talk about Philly sports and craft beer.
Philly sports, craft beer. Got my shirt. My wife got me. I love IPAs. It is my favorite style. I like to drink a little bit of every style, for the most part, but, you know, the hoppier, the better. That's the way my wheelhouse.
Well, this weekend, we have a Philly, WrestleMania going on, and, it's everywhere, man. It's on the news. It's so cool.
Is that free on Peacock? Am I able to watch that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on Peacock. It's on Saturday night.
Don't you have to pay for that station?
No. If you have Comcast, you automatically have Peacock with Channel 6 or whatever.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
All right, I'm going to show my boys WrestleMania then. Well, some of it. That shit will go late. What up, Greg? I see you, kid. That's the dope.
Hey, guys. Hey, Bonnie. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Bon. Yeah, so as you know.
Jeff, what up, buddy?
What up, Jeff? Yeah. As you know, I was supposed to be in Vermont tonight, you know, hitting up some good Vermont beers. But unfortunately, it wasn't in the cards. Mother Nature doesn't ask anybody for permission or rules. She said, you know what? I'm going to dump 2 feet of snow on right where you're going. And I'm not going to let that plane fly into it. So our flight got canceled. And you know what? It's okay. Because it was still, you know, hung out with my family. And that's the most important. I'd do that anywhere and I'll be happy. So.
Yeah,
I'm still
man,
in New Jersey, and I'm okay with it.
Man. I know you were looking forward to that vacation, man.
Yeah, and seeing the total eclipse of the sun was going to be a big part because that's rare. You know, I wanted my boys to witness that. So, but you know, we're here for a reason. So
it's WrestleMania. WrestleMania hasn't been around for 25 years, man. So
I'm trying to slowly get back into it. Like I said, you know me, same with you, big in the 80s wrestling, early 90s, and then I kind of waned off a little bit. But I'm trying now. I see, what is it, Roman Reigns versus Randy Rhodes? Is that the big event? No, it's Dusty Rhodes' kid, right?
Right. Cody Rhodes is Dusty Rhodes' kid.
I said Randy Rhodes from
Black Sabbath. It's okay. But Roman Reigns is a nephew of Yukishi. And he's related to Rocky's family, the Rocks family.
That's
really neat that it's you got this old wrestling ties and these young wrestlers, dude. And Seth Rollins, who's teamed up with Cody, used to be tag team partners with Roman Reigns back when they were the Shield. They first started up. So it's really cool to see all these different little things that come together.
That's the great part about wrestling.
Awesome match. Yeah.
So let me get this straight though. Is Cody Rhodes wrestling both nights in the main event?
He is. So
Is that a first time?
Yeah, this is gonna be the biggest WrestleMania ever. It's insane. It's two nights and it's at the Lincoln Financial Stadium. So it's at a huge football stadium. So you have the ring in the middle, you have all the chairs around the ring, and then you have the regular stadium chairs. It's going to be the most amount of people ever at the Lincoln Financial. It's so crazy. And it's going to be two nights, man.
That's nuts. Are you going?
It's going to be so good. Yeah, I'm going Saturday night. So The first main the main event on Saturday night is this tag team match, right? With these Cody Rhodes, Seth against The Rock and Roman Reigns. And that is going to make the rules of the main event for Sunday night. So that's how they got it in. Yeah, because The Rock, he's on the board now for WWE and all that corporation. So they're bringing him back, dude. He's the most electric, fine personality in wrestling, dude. So it's going to be awesome, dude.
That's pretty awesome. I'm glad to see the league turn into a guy like The Rock instead of Vince McMahon. That dude was just a fucking creep. So it's good to see they're in better hands now. So
so many good matches too, man. Like, even like a lot of the women wrestlers now are so good. You have Bayley against Io Sky. You have what's it? Rhea Ripley from Australia against Becky Lynch from like Ireland. Like, they have so many good wrestlers from all around the world, dude. It's going to be amazing.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Well, what are you drinking?
Oh, well, because it's like, yeah, getting close to fight weekend, I'm going with the Brawler.
Nice.
Champagne.
Well played, sir.
Yeah. This is a beautiful beer by Yard.
Great beer.
It's English a nice mild lager. Yeah, I would say English mild. It has that nice bready yeast to it, like almost drinking like a soft like Philly pretzel. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's
do you remember when nice Village Idiot used to make that Philly pretzel beer? Mm. Remember? I think we got it when all of us went up there that one day, and it tasted just like a fucking Philly pretzel.
Right. Yeah. And that was a big thing years ago, you know, trying to make like a lager that tastes like a Philly pretzel. And Yards hit it on the head, man. It's so good. Oh, my God. Look at this. Look at this guy. Can't wait. Go on Sunday night. Lee Carmichael. Nice, buddy. Shout out to you, Lee. It's going to be a good time, buddy. Here we go. Sue says hi.
Yo,
Sue.
So I got the Kane Jersey Brewery representing double Cascade head high. So it's double dry hop with Cascade. So nice. And it's fucking fantastic. It's a great beer.
Jeff was just up there recently, man. He pulled back a bunch of good beers up there, man.
Kane's good. Here.
Yeah.
They have been for long. They're like the New Jersey benchmark, kind of. You know, for North Jersey or Central, whatever you want to call it.
Here you go. Rick, I had that one. It's a beautiful, sticky grapefruit beer. Okay.
It's a nice beer. I like it a lot, man. I didn't know what to expect. I wouldn't say I'm the biggest Cascade expert, per se. I mean, I'm sure I've had in plenty of all the IPs. You know what? It's just really great hop, dude. This is good. It is. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's an American hop, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's Oregon, Yakima Valley.
Nice.
I can't talk.
That's good. I think that's about 8%, I want to say.
Nice.
I think, yeah, I don't know. I think so. It doesn't say on the can, but I'm guessing maybe lower, 7.2, I don't know. But it's a good beer. Just fantastic. Easy drinker. Whatever the ABV is, man, this is a nice fucking easy drinker.
But WrestleMania is two nights. It's Saturday night and Sunday night. The one match is so cool. You have Logan Paul from YouTube, who nobody really likes, but he's wrestling against Randy Orton, who's the Viper. And Randy Orton is
son of another former wrestler.
Yeah, exactly. Remember
Cowboy Bob Orton?
Yeah.
Is that his son?
It's his son. And wow. Randy's awesome, dude. He's awesome. And then they're teaming up. There's like a three-way match with a guy, KO, Kevin, Kevin Owens from Canada. He's a wrestler from Canada. So that's another, like, dude, they bring so many good wrestlers together, man. It's going to be so great. And another match that's going to be awesome is two twin brothers wrestling against each other at WrestleMania. And that's only happened like 3 or 4 times in WrestleMania history that brothers have wrestled against each other, like Bret the Hitman Hart against Owen Hart. You know what I mean?
This is historic.
The Von Erichs, dude. Yeah, it's like,
yo, did you see that movie, The Claw, yet?
I did. Didn't you like it?
I'm not going to watch it now. That it's fun. I can't stand depressing movies. Sorry.
It's good history. And yeah. You know, I mean, it's good wrestling history, but God, it was such a painful thing that family went through. But
jeez.
You know, their grandkids are like wrestling now. You know,
I bet, yeah, I'm probably sure it's gonna continue.
Yeah, dude, that family is such a wrestling family. But yeah, dude, so many good matches, and I'm so excited about it.
Well, okay, that something to look forward to, everybody in the Philadelphia area or the wrestling world. I guess over to Philly sports. The Sixers pulled out a fucking huge must-win game against a team that's right there with them. Listen, get out of the fucking. My only thing I ask: get out of the play-in game. Get into that sixth seed and don't look. We're only like I think maybe a game out. You gotta get. Trust me, you gotta get out of that fucking playing game. So Sixers huge win tonight, man. Fucking Tyrese Maxey and fucking
so nice
Kelly Oubre having a huge game coming up big at the end of the game when it matters most. That guy's clutch. He's the Jimmy Butler of the Sixers now. You got to re-sign this guy in the offseason, free agent. You got don't make the same mistake you made with Jimmy Butler. Get Kelly Oubre re-signed.
Yeah, Oubre has been doing awesome, man. He did great game the other night.
And he just hustles and he does everything, dude. He's up and down the court offensively and defensively. I mean, he's just you got to get this guy.
Two wins with both Embiid back, man.
The guy makes a difference. And did you were you watching the Sixers game tonight?
It was, yeah.
Towards the end of the fourth quarter, there we're down by like 10 with like 4 minutes left. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I'm like, you know, and then they somehow they just chipped away that this, you know. Maybe that's going to become their moniker, and they're going to creep into the playoffs and maybe shock the world a little bit. I don't know. Now I'm all happy because we won.
They were down most of the game, man. And then, you know, they just like you said, they chipped away and they got a win, man. And that's all huge. That matters.
That's character win right there. You know,
it's nice to see him be back, man. Okay. We need it.
Yeah. Flyers, man, They've been in the playoff spot the entire year, and right now they're going about to play themselves right the fuck out. What are you doing? What are you doing? You lost the game to Chicago and Montreal, two bottom feeders in the league. They're games you have to win. And then, you know, listen, it's nice you went to overtime with the Islanders, who's right there behind you, but number one, the Islanders got 2 points out of it, and we took us down to 10 seconds in the third period to tie that fucking game. So, Flyers, get your shit together. Now Couturier's out the next two games.
You need a win, man. You need a win here now, man.
You got six games left. You got to win five of them.
You can't just rely on getting the overtime, man. You need a win, dude.
Yeah, you got to go win five of these games.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
It's getting too close, man. Too close.
Yeah, you got to get 9 or 10 points out of the next, you know, possible 12. If they do that, they'll get in. If they don't, they will not. So we'll see. I see Tortorella, the thing I like, he's getting in their ass. He's not pulling no punches. He's calling them the fuck out. And listen, I trust what he does. He's a cup-winning coach. He's won everywhere. He's the second winningest American coach of all time. The guy knows what he's doing. He's trying to light a fire under these guys.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's a tough coach. You can't be like, oh, he's too tough on these guys. Yeah, you
can't pussyfoot around him, dude.
No. We need to get in the playoffs, dude. Like, get the job done, dude.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do,
guys.
Man.
You're coming down the stretch. Don't run the marathon and then quit in the last half mile. Well, with that being said, also, the Phillies suck. They're 2-4. They shit to bed against a very mediocre Cincinnati team again yesterday. And listen, I don't want to get too we're only six games in the season. I don't want to, but listen, guys, I'm going to tell you something. I know they watch a lot of guys on the Phillies follow our show. Listen, understand this. It is championship or it's a failure this year. It's not one of these, the excuse bag's empty. You've got to the door. Now you need to go through it. That's the last. And same with the Eagles. Both of these teams are built to win right now. Bryce Harper and Trey Turner ain't getting no younger.
A good line I heard today was feast or famine. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's usually, we're hitting the ball left and right or not hitting the ball at all. You know, it's very strange, man. Like that one game, Bryce fucking killed it, dude. Three home runs. You know, including the grand slam, there's only been so many Phillies players to do that. I think Worth
was the last one,
right?
I think there's been eight. I think was it Bamboo? Fucking what's the name? Right. Miller from was it 2021?
God damn it! I can't think of the other guy's name. But yeah, there's only been like a few of them that have done that. Three home runs including the Grand Slam. And that's something, dude. Like, that's impressive.
Listen, he's the biggest reason we won that game, but that's all well and good.
Ron Howard. I
don't want to get too, you know, after him right now after six games. But listen, guys, if you're expecting to win a championship, you don't see the Braves playing like this. I mean,
Torts is awesome. Hold them accountable, self including.
Good point, Greg. That's a fucking great point, dude. It's a listen, right now, I don't know if anybody realizes. I know people, fans of Nick Nurse would argue with me, but John Tortorella is the best coach in the city right now of the four major teams. I don't know Jim Curtin from the Union. Maybe he's a good coach. But yeah, Tortorella is the best coach in the city right now. If anybody knows how to win and win when it's important, like I'm talking about Super Bowl, World Series, he knows how to win. He won a cup. Well, so did Nick Nurse, but he won a NBA title.
I'm liking Topper, man. I mean, Topper's got us back to back fucking playoffs, man.
Well, like I like Topper good. Too. But with some of the moves he's already making, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this?
It just got to work the bugs out, man. Like Cassiano, he's going to get the hits. You know what I mean?
Baseball's a marathon,
right? Schwarber at like number one, I think it's a little weird, but they win a lot of games with him at one.
It seems to work for this team. It's an odd way to go, but it seems to work for this team.
There's so many games in baseball. You have to go with the analytics. You have to.
That's a whole can of worms to open up. I mean, that we could make a whole next 20 minutes on that. Let me ask something. Is sports, one thing I know is analytics are nice. They've always been there, but sometimes gut feeling is, you know, more important than analytics. Like certain things you're like, I know the numbers say to stick with this, but I got a gut feeling and I'm going to change it. That's the great ones. You know, the great managers of all time, there was no analytics with them. You know, you look at the a lot of the guys that were successful in the league, it was way before analytics, man. They won a lot just on their instincts.
How many games are in a season for baseball series?
What is it?
Right. How many games are in a baseball season?
162.
You have to use numbers there, dude. Like, that's a lot of fucking games.
I'm not saying don't use numbers. I'm not saying, listen, baseball is the game of stats. I'm not saying don't use numbers. Yes, use the numbers, and analytics are good and helpful too. I'm not saying anti-analytics, but I think you have to find a happy medium between both. You know what I mean? It's almost like the science and religion thing. They can both coexist in harmony, but just make sure you keep them in balance.
Let's see. We got a comment here. Agree 100% with Rick. That's where Topper pisses me off. He goes to the spreadsheet instead of keeping the guy going when he's hot.
Okay. Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen.
I get that. I get that with the pitching. You know what I mean?
You should have never pulled Wheeler on opening day. He's cruising. I know it's game one, but that's a division game against a team that wins a division every year. And you pulled him out, and that's when the game went to shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's the difference between winning a series and not winning a series, because they won game three. So, look, the Braves won two games. We won one in that series. But if you manage correctly in that game and you leave Wheeler in, he was cruising. He probably could have gone two more innings. Definitely won. You know what I mean? And then who knows? I don't know. I don't like to play what if, but that's just one of the microcosms. Topper, though. I do like Topper. I'm a huge fan. I don't want him fired. I love the guy. He's a great dude. But just find the balance between analytics and instinct. And I'm sure he does. So maybe I'm not. Who am I to call a guy to fuck out? I don't know what he does.
Wheeler, man, he's one of our best pitchers, man. Thank God for him, man.
I'm glad we re-signed him to a three-year extension. That was a great, quietly under the radar, a great move. And speaking of extensions, did you see we extended Jordan Mailata's contract today? 3 years. That's a great move. Quietly under the radar. You know what? Thank you, Hassan Reddick. because by him is behind the scenes kind of bitching his way out of here and led us to keep our probably one of the top three left tackles in the league here for the next 7 years.
I didn't
want to
see him leave, but I mean,
I didn't either. But now the more I'm reading, and maybe it's PR spinning it, I don't know.
Well, yeah, man, I love my office tends
to spin it up in the right way.
The kid's a fucking monster. He is.
I'm so glad, dude. Yeah.
Came from no experience of the game, and he's fucking built himself to be a fucking Pro Bowl fucking NFL lineman.
Mark my words, it's going to be a great movie someday.
Dude, amazing. Just a great fucking movie amazing someday. Guy.
I'm calling it trademark. Let's make it, Dieter. The story of Jordan Mailata 15 years from now.
Right.
Oh, shit, dude. Whoa, hold up. I just opened my second beer.
Yeah. What you got there?
The nose on that motherfucker is next fucking level. Whoa. Wow. Get a nose on her. Holy shnikes. That is fucking phenomenal nose. This is called 17.
17.
That's right. A collab between Twin Elephant. And
just talking about Twitter today. That's funny, man. All right.
Dude, their shit is fantastic. Yeah. I'm a huge Twin Elephant fan, man. I can't say enough good stuff about them. Shout out Twin Elephant. I think it's Tim, the guy's at the brewer. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. I think it's Tim. Hey, shout out, bro. I think we're on friends on Untapped. Keep up the great work, bro. The Twin Elephant's only getting better.
Yeah.
So
and everything I have awesome, man. Awesome.
Yeah. This is a collab with I think like a really good Pennsylvania brewery. But right now I think the 420's kicking in. The name escapes me right now. I want to say like Hidden Barn or something to that effect. Twin Elephant did the collab with them. Is it Hidden River? I want to say Douglasville. I could be wrong. I don't know.
There's Hidden River in PA. It's pretty good, right?
That's what I think it is. I think there's a collab with them.
Yeah.
Let me just start with the beer. The nose on this beer, and I don't say this lightly, is one of the best smelling IPAs I've ever smelled in my life.
Wow. Fantastic. Dude, that's huge, dude.
Fantastic. If I'm doing a Dave Portnoy pizza review, this is a 9.7. Buy the beer just for the smell alone. I didn't even taste it yet.
I know Hidden River does really good stuff. My buddy Tony, that's with the breweries in PA, man. He always says really good things about Hidden River. Oh man, that's like orange juice corn, dude. That is a beauty. That is beautiful beer right there, man.
Oh my god! Almost even get. You remember Juicy Fruit, the gum?
Yeah.
I'm getting some of that on there, dude. It is pungent, nice. And floral, is fragrant. That's a fantastic nose on that beer. Nice. So that is called 17 from Twin Elephant and I believe Hidden River.
Maybe like a little Idaho 7 playing off the 7.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Bubblegum.
Yeah,
because Idaho 7 has that bubblegum nose on it. That's awesome, man. That's a good looking beer right there, man.
I'd wear that as fucking cologne, dude.
What's seriously. The ABV on that, man?
You know what? I don't know. The lighting out here. Shit. Okay, here. Actually, I'm getting it's Motueka, Strata, and Ruwaka. I'm getting that strawberry of the Strata mixing with the fucking the greens and the mustiness of the Ruwaka. They're dancing well together. And the Motueka, a little lemon rind.
Yeah. Strata is one of my favorite new hops, man. It's got that strawberry taste to it.
I'm getting straddled, Danis. Dieter, if they have it over there at the Bobcat, go get it tomorrow. If they don't, go down to Raj. Raj just got it.
Raj got it.
Go pick it up. This, I'm not going to have the balls to rate it 4.75, but it should be. I'll rate it 4.65. But if they would have slapped a Fidens label or a Treehouse label, I'd be like, 4.75. So. Gotcha. That's next level. Look, I'm saying on here, check me out on Untapped or, you know, Rick Spear Adventures on YouTube or fucking, you know, Craft Beer Fanatics. Hey, spread the word of craft beer. This industry is fantastic.
Strata Hops has a nice strawberry taste to it. and it's a newer hop. And
getting
it's
a ton so of that good, in this, dude. Ton of strata in this, and it's breakdancing with fucking Rawaka, dude. dude, it's a phenomenal combo, and the Matueka too. That's where you get a nice little lemon rind with the Matueka. It's just whoever picked this hop one, bravo, man. This is fucking Matueka, Strata, and Rawaka. It's my next tattoo.
So if you're new to this show, we talk about craft beer, talk about sports, we talk about our second beer, and then we get back into sports. So we're on our second beer now, and
what you got?
My second beer, a classic right here.
Nice.
Other half, Mosaic, Double Mosaic Dream. And this is one of my favorites. I've stand in line many a times for this beer, and I've loved it, and I still love it. It is such a classy beer. Like
party.
Mosaic all day.
She's a beaut, Clark. Mm.
So fucking fantastic. Let's see. We got a comment here. Untap says Tin Barn Collab 8.2.
Oh, so is it Tin Barn? Huh. I don't know why I thought it was Hidden River. I must have been reading somebody that did Tin. Is Tin Barn in
Well, thank God we have such knowledgeable
craft
beer followers.
Listen, awesome. I want to say this. I want to talk more Bonnie. Beer on our show.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'd love talk. Listen, you know how much I love talking sports.
I know.
I like talking beer even more. I do. I love it. Bonnie, thank you for that. That's mad props. Thank you, Bonnie. And listen, quietly, Tim she's Barnes. Like the craft beer ninja. Like, her knowledge is up there with ours, man. She's got same palate as we do, man. She knows her shit.
Also, Lost Tavern. So it's three breweries there.
That's why. Could it, thank you, Bon. I said Hidden. I knew it was like Hidden or Lost. Lost Tavern. Yes, that's who I thought the collab was with. I thought it was just them and Twin Elephant, but I guess Tim Warren. So nice. That is fun. Thank you, Bon. See, I love talking beer.
It's good to have good friends. It's good to have
we
good
do.
Friends.
We do. Listen, it's a fraternity slash sorority craft beer, dude.
Yeah.
What is it?
Orange, New York. Lost Tavern is
Hallertown. Okay.
Awesome. No. Very cool. Thank you, Bonnie.
Listen, I love the knowledge. I love acquiring knowledge. So that is mad shout out to Bonnie. But, and anybody ever watching our show, please feel free to comment and talk about beer. I know sometimes it might seem like me and Dieter might be beer snobs. We're not. We just drink a lot, you know. So I'd love talking beer, and I never, you know, talk down to anybody. All questions are good questions. I'd still ask questions on beer every day. I learn every single day about beer. I do. I read about hops and beers. I love it.
I love the mixture of beer and sports, man, because I learned so much, you know, of each of them. You know what I mean? It's neat to get different guests on. It's neat to get different people talking about different stuff. It's very cool, man.
Yo, real quick, before I forget, too, quite a little under radar move, like a day or two ago. They also extended Reed Blankenship by like a year or two. I know it don't seem like a big move, but, dude, this guy is at this young of age already an important part of that defense, and it, almost on a, like a John Lynch. And I'm not going to compare him to a Hall of Famer John Lynch, but he's got the smarts. He's not afraid to get up there and mix it up. He'll fucking pop you, dude. You can play him at safety. You can play him at linebacker on different, you know, like dime packages. That was a good under the radar move. Kudos to Howie.
I seen a little video of him after he got re-upped or whatever, and he was so happy, and he said, "This is where I want to be. Yeah, I want to be Eagles," and that's awesome, dude.
Mark my words, that guy will be a team captain someday. He'll end up being a 10-year Eagle. I'm telling you, that kid's the real deal, dude. He's like a Chase Utley of the fucking Eagles, dude.
Yeah, you got to put your time in, dude. You have to learn the ropes, and
that's what he's doing. And he's a warrior. You don't see him back down from the spotlight. He's trying. You know, some guys will take games off for. He's trying to be in every single game. He likes getting in there, mixing it up. I mean, that's a Philly. That's a Philly player right there.
Oh man! Oh Jesus!
I can't. By the way, I went crazy talking about the Nose of the Spear, the taste follows suit. This is fucking fantastic. Like you said, I'm getting the strawberry, the strata. I mean, I'm getting a little bit of grassiness and maybe a little like a mustiness with the Rawaka kind of mixed in, that little dankness to how New Zealand does in their way. And then, you know, the Motueka, a little bit of lemon peel going on there. Smooth, light bread.
So I was able to go to a Union soccer game last week.
Nice, yesterday?
No, not yesterday. It was last Saturday.
Nice.
It was Did awesome, they win? Dude. Oh, it was 2-0 against Minnesota. And nice. They've been tied like all season, like three games like tied. So this was their first win. And Minnesota is a really good team. So nice. Dude, the stadium was going nuts. You know, awesome stadium too, man.
You got to bring me one of these games, dude. We got to get a group of us and go up there and fucking, you know, they can fucking drink.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Real quick, how does the soccer work? Is there divisions and conferences, or is just one big league?
It's two conferences, East and West. And
okay.
It looks like they just won again too, right? Or they won. They won before that game. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. But, yeah, so now they got two wins and three ties, so that's pretty good for them. Yes. But also at the stadium, fucking great beer. They had New Trail. Yes. Yeah, Broken Heels. And I'm sitting there drinking Broken Heels, my brother-in-law, and we're, you know, drinking. And the people next to us are like, where the hell did you get that? I'm like, yeah, you just, you know, go up there, make a left, and –
I got it in my beer fridge right now. It's I got double grape Broken Heels. By the way, shout out to Rich and Lynn for hooking me up with that. It's a great beer.
Yeah. And what is very cool about that place too, they had Coors Original. I was like, holy shit, the banquet beer. Like there was I didn't see like Budweiser, like, you know, like regular Philly stadiums have. They had Coors Original. Beer shit. Oh, man, I was so fucking happy at that fucking stadium, and such a cool win because it was starting to rain, and, they fucking killed it, man. It was.
We
so got to cool.
get a group of us up there and just do a whole tailgate one day. Do Union, you know, we'll get the crew. We'll get Rozier there. Imagine Mike coming to watch the soccer game. Dude, we got to make that happen. Mike, I know you're watching. Shout out. You got to make that. You got to come to a Union game with us. Get Greg Bonsu, get fucking Jeff out in that motherfucker, your boy John. Just make it a whole tailgate.
It was awesome, man. We had like fucking mid seats, man, right in the fucking middle of the pitch. It was fucking beautiful, man.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not too big on soccer, man, but I do like going to Union games, man. Especially when they got good beer too.
Give me a reason to drink. I'll do it. You want to call it a sport? I'm in. Sign me up.
Mm-hmm. New Trail. Fucking New Trail, man.
Out of Williamsport, where the Little League World Series is.
So good, dude.
Listen, New Trail ain't afraid to smack you in the face with a fucking 9% beer.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, 90% of what we do is 9% or higher, so don't be a pussy. So whatever they're doing up in Williamsport, man, they're fucking eating their Wheaties, man. They're no joke. They're bringing the fucking hardcore beers.
So we got the NFL draft coming up.
I can't wait. Listen, you know I'm a fucking draft Nick. Listen, are we still on that fucking, what do you call them? What's it called? The network we're on.
Yeah, BGSE.
Okay, because I know last week we weren't. Sorry.
No, nice. Everything got straightened out.
If you guys need me to do another draft special, I would love to. I'm a draft Nick. I watch a ton of college football. I follow draft so close. I love it. I feel like I missed my calling. I should be a fucking GM in there, dude. Up there with fucking Roseman. I know as much as he does. I'm not saying that lightly, but I do. Just kidding, but I'm not.
James is like, yeah, we're back on. Put it back on the YouTube. Put it on the Facebook.
Do a
like,
draft show on our show, Peter.
Yeah.
Why don't you have them all on?
We're BGSE Network, man.
Get Jabari on and the young kid that's the Ohio State fan. You know what I'm talking about?
Ohio State fan.
Yeah, the one buddy that comes on with Jabari all the time.
Ohio State fan.
He was one of the first ones we talked to back in the day. Trey. Yes, oh, Trey. Shit. Sorry, Trey. I think we're friends on Facebook, man. But yes, yeah. Get him and Jabari on. We'll do a draft special before the draft
He's
comes
awesome, out. He's awesome, but his like teams are just so far out of the
I know.
Like,
well, I never understood why he's not highest team. I think he's a front runner.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But seriously, you are. fuck Ohio State, by the way. I'm a Michigan fan, man. Go Big Blue. Fuck you, Buckeyes. All you, the lot of you. That's why I just on the show so we just didn't yell at each other.
We probably will, man. I'll talk to them. And I'm so happy that they got their stuff straightened out. I like those guys, man.
They're good dudes, cool. Man.
Yeah. Oh, God. What other Philly sports we got going on, man?
Listen, we got the next six Flyers games are monster fun games. Listen. Just go get points, Flyers. You don't make it to all the way till less than a dozen games left to shit the bet on the season. I gave up on you. Dieter stuck with you, but I said in the beginning of the season, tank the fucking season. You guys are going to finish right outside the playoffs and miss the playoffs and get a shitty draft pick. And you're going to get the double whammy. And guess what? It looks like that's what they're about to fucking do. So I don't know. I'm just kidding, but.
It's tough, man. I hope to get in the playoffs. I hope that we don't get knocked out. I mean, shit. Well, any fucking Philly team that gets in the playoffs,
the Flyers got in the playoffs. There, they could sneak up on somebody. This Flyers team, nobody wants to play this Flyers team in the playoffs.
They're
nobody.
A fighting team, man.
They're a hard checking fighting team that don't quit. They just don't get enough scoring. I mean, the power play is fucking barren. I mean, the penalty kill is really good, but the power play is just garbage. Listen, just get me into the fucking playoffs, Flyers. And listen, and your goaltender could get red hot and steal three series. It's happened before. Look at the LA Kings a few years back.
Now, with Embiid back, yeah, we're still looking at like maybe eighth seed, right? Do you think
that's what I was just trying to get to tell you? Listen, you got to get into the at least the sixth seed. You don't want that fucking playing game bullshit. Get away from that. That's like the in-season tournament. Get away from that nonsense. Let the nonsense go play with on that side. We play over here. Embiid's back. Let's not forget, before Embiid went out, this team was like 28-7 with him in the lineup. They were one of the best teams in the league. Yeah. You know, this team, listen, if he gets in shape and they go on a little run, just like getting a hot goaltender, they could sneak in and steal three fucking rounds of the playoffs just getting hot at the right time. So, and they're right in prime position to do it. So
I like Oubre and Maxi.
That's what I was saying earlier. That kid just plays, man. Plays both ends of the court, dude. He hustles on defense. Dude, listen. He's our Jimmy Butler. Yeah, everybody's like, oh, you shouldn't let Jimmy Butler. Even though he left on his own, the little weasel that he is. You know my feelings on Jimmy Butler. But that's what I'm saying. Kelly Oubre is that type of player. Get his ass signed. Listen, him, Maxi, and Embiid.
That's a good combination.
Listen, you're going to add players too because you get Tobias Harris's contract off the books. So, listen, the future could be bright. If Daryl Morey does it the right way, the future could be very bright for the 76ers. But listen, steal a few rounds. Just sneak in there, man. Get above that. Get into the fucking sixth seed. You're not in that stupid Mickey Mouse fucking playoff. Get away from that shit. And the only thing you got to do that? Win fucking ball games, man. As Al Davis once said, just win, baby.
Just win.
Just win, baby. That's it. Just win, baby.
You do, man. Just win.
That's it. Let's go do it. You know what I mean? We've had enough heartbreak, sadness, and dark clouds over this fucking town. Let's go make it our time. Let's give it a Goonies fucking situation.
Oh, man, I'm so excited for Saturday. I'm so excited for WrestleMania. The Phillies are playing that day.
Washington Nationals.
WWE's like younger wrestlers at NXT. They're going to be wrestling earlier that day. So there's going to be so much activity in that area, man. It's going to be fucking wild.
That's awesome, dude. How's this kind of trip for you over to WrestleMania? Are you going with your nephew or are you going with your boys and you're going to get fired up and party? Or is it going to be more of a laid back uncle thing?
This is for my nephew, dude.
Awesome. Even better. I got more respect for that anyway. We did enough partying with the crew.
Right. And yeah, I have two of my buddies going with me, but I'm going to be...
you know your hands going to be dragging. I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just playing.
I already told the guys. I was like, hey, man, this is for my nephew. This is WrestleMania. I never fucking went to WrestleMania when I was young, and I wish
I never went to one either. That's like going to a fucking Super Bowl, man. That's next level.
Yeah. And for me to do that for my nephew, that's awesome, man.
Good for you, man. Your good uncle.
Thanks. Me and my nephew, like, I'd fucking do anything for that kid, man. We work out together. Sir. And I just took him to lacrosse practice today.
Nice.
He's the guy. Like, I hope he could always count on me. You know what I mean? That's what I want.
You're a good uncle, man.
Thank you.
You don't got to doubt yourself, kid. You know that kid can count on your ass anytime he needs you.
Yeah.
Don't even, you know what I mean? You'll never have to doubt that. Yeah. Nobody does.
It's going to be a fucking great time, dude.
Dude, you guys are going to have a blast, man. Look at it. You're getting to witness something epic that's never happened before. You have the same wrestler wrestling back-to-back days in the main event. One in a tag team match, one in the solo match. I mean, has that ever happened before? I don't think so.
No. To have The Rock come back, dude, it's just insane. It's so cool, dude. I've seen The Rock when he was in his heyday back when, and I took my nephew back then from Texas to it, and they, like, Lucas and Lance, you met Lance, and he still tells me, dude, that was one of the coolest things. To see The Rock in the wrestling stadium, I was like, "Yeah, man, it is. It's you cannot get that feeling from." Like, I love sports. Yeah, I mean, I've been to many sports, but just to see one person in a ring control like the whole stadium and have everybody yelling for them.
Well, listen, it's definitely an art form. Honestly, it is truly an art. And the ones that I remember that were the greatest artists were the ones that did it the best. I mean, you know, the Hulk Hogan's and Ric Flair's. I mean, Ric Flair, I mean, you kidding me? I spell my name R-I-C because of Ric Flair. Yeah, I mean, that dude was the fucking, he owned the crowd. Own the crowd.
So I got this for you.
What's in your fridge?
I'm not even showing anything because my fridge is sad right now. I'm not showing that shit right now. It is so. I don't. Yeah. Listen.
Shit.
I just saved for vacation that I got shit on for that got canceled.
Man. I'm so sorry, man.
Thank you. I'm not looking for any sympathy. I'm saying, but that's a lot of the reason that my fridge is so sad right now, because I was saving for that. But rest assured, now the beer fridge in about 2-3 weeks going to look real nice. It is. I'm telling you now. I can foresee it. I'm prophesizing that.
So we should see the eclipse in this area, right?
It's I know.
Not such a percentage. What? Yeah.
I was going where we were going was on like a 99% clip. I mean, it was. Listen. We started. Shout out to Bonnie and Sue. They went and saw the same thing in 2017 in Tennessee, and raved about it and gave me great reviews. And it was almost like a life changing experience. And I said, "That's why." So I've been planning this trip for 7 years because I was like, "When's the next one?" Oh, well, the next one's 2024. You can see it in Vermont and these few other places. I said, I'm going. And I always want to go to Vermont anyway. But listen, I'm disappointed, but by no means, hey, I was with my family all day and hanging out. That's priceless. I would take that anywhere. You know what I mean? I don't need to be in Vermont to, you know, enjoy hanging out with, you know.
You're a fucking awesome guy, Ricky. You're a good fucking guy. I'll right back at
you. You know, birds of a feather.
Flock together.
That's it. That being said, I'm going with beer number 3 because whenever we do the show, the beers just fucking drink so easy. It would take me 4 hours to drink these three beers when if I was just sitting there watching a game or something. But meanwhile, we do our show. I'm about to go on my third beer. It is Toadwood
Hemisphere.
Hemisphere, baby. Their version of a New Zealand IPA. And it's good. I've been trying the last few. You
know. Shout out to Toadwood. May 4th is going to be the South Jersey Fermentation Club Brewery beer festival in their parking lot. Tickets are only like $20.
Or Oakland.
Oakland. Nice. Tickets are only like $20. It's all home brewers. It's usually about like, about 8 or 10 tents. And each tent has like 4 kegs. So it's all their home brewers. And then, you know, you can always go to Toadwood and drink beer there too. It's always a great time. This is probably my third year working the event. And it's actually my birthday. And I make point to go there for my birthday to work the event, to hang out with my buddies, and to drink beer. And I'm sure my family are like, you son of a bitch. But you know what? I love doing it. And I love hanging out with my friends and drinking beer.
Amen. And that's what you should. That's what we should all be doing. The world be a happier place. We all took some time to drink beer with our friends and loved ones. Seriously, that's what it brings people closer together.
Yeah, I think my sister and my brother-in-law is going to come this year. So it's going to be pretty cool, man.
Nice. Shout out to Allison and Brian. You know, two of the real ones. Really cool people.
Usually I have a couple of guys from work and all that. It is.
Is Al going to
great
it?
Time. Yeah, Al's going to
it. Shout out to Al, the big dude.
Dude, a lot of the home brewers are really good, and a lot of home brewers from this guild have started up their own breweries in New Jersey. So, I mean, it's top-notch stuff. It's not bad.
No doubt. It's where the greats came from, you know what I mean?
Good beer.
What do you got going again? Oh,
well, double mosaic. Yeah, nice. Double mosaic.
What's that about? 8.6% or a little bit lower?
I think it's 8.5.
Okay.
But
what are you going with now?
A classic. Oh, this beauty. This is something else right here. Oh my goodness. Look at that beautiful can. Oh my God.
The Banquet 100%
Rocky Mountain. Dude, they came out with these classy cans and I fucking love it. It's so good.
Yeah, because do you remember in Smokey and the Bandit what beer they were going cross country to get?
Yeah.
That's it.
The Banquet. There's the Cannonball Run, right? Or
was it Cannonball Run or Smoking? I don't know. One of them Burt Reynolds movies.
Yeah,
that was really cool. Didn't he have like the Thunderbird or or the Black Thunderbird? He's going. I don't know. Something to that effect. Dude. I remember the people older than us watching that shit and it being cool, and they were going to get Coors beer.
Like I said 100 times before, man, I never drank this beer until I went to Japan. And I'm sitting at a grocery store, and there's a 12-pack of Coors Original. And mind you, all of, like, Japan is, like, maybe Budweiser Import or some kind of weird shit like that. Yeah, you find a Coors nowhere. So this little grocery store, Mabori Kaikon, it's only like 3 train stops.
I love that you remember the name of that shit, bro. Yeah.
3 train stops away from Yokosuka, up north, and they had a fucking awesome grocery store, and there was a 12-pack of Coors Original, and I was just like, oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you.
It was like meant to be for you, Dieter.
Yeah. And ever since.
That's pretty dope. That's a great story. You know what I mean? That's good shit, brother.
I drank Coors Light plenty of times.
Dude. Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you this. If I'm going like tailgate, I don't as much anymore as I did when I was a young man. But when we go to tailgate Eagles games and shit, and I knew I was going to be drinking 15 to 17 fucking beers, it was Coors Light. I like it better than Miller Lite. I like it better than Bud Light. Teach their own. Maybe they all taste the same, but of all the cheap macro, you know, pilsners, I like Coors Light the best.
It cracked me up when I was seeing, like, we're coming out with the fancy cans. I was like, fuck yeah.
That is fancy.
That is so fancy. Yeah, that's pretty fucking nice.
It's like, dare I say, Yabusu. Kanpai!
Kanpai. Kanpai.
Mike Rozier loves that. He always does. Shout out to Mike. I think he thinks they're saying Kanpai. And that's why, you know, I'm like, it's Kanpai!
Oh, man, that's fucking good, dude.
So, shout out to Rosie. Love you, kid.
Yeah.
Oh, this right back at you. This fucker. Hey, Tonewood. Shout out to Eli and the crew over there, and Jake and that old M over there. Tonewood is for my money the best in South Jersey, and that's no disrespect. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good in South Jersey, but I like Tonewood the best. I think they really brew everything they do. They brew well. It's expertly well crafted.
The place in Oakland is always awesome. Every time I've been there, and it's like an open air brewery. They always had like the doors open, and then they always had like a hand pump too, man. It's just style, dude. You know what I mean? Like, it's
they're classic. They're stylish. Right. I mean, they are. Real quick, I just want to say I got some underripe pineapple in this, and that's what I'm looking for in a good New Zealand. It's fantastic. I think it's about 7% medium mild. I mean, it's fantastic. It's mild, but still gives you a little bite, a little fucking, you know, underripe pineapple. It's fantastic. I could drink fucking beer all night and be okay with it. I would never complain to anybody.
Well, I was trying to get a couple of wrestler friends on the show tonight, but I'm so happy that Lee Carmichael came on and talked, said, happy that was talking wrestling. Fucking awesome, dude. If you can, check out his sports Facebook page, what's the End Zone. Awesome fucking page. And with the Ricky Rance and what else you got going on there, Ricky?
Oh, I don't even know half the time. I'm fucking drifting Rick off in fucking 420 land, enjoying my good crap beer. Hey, listen. It was an up and down day, but it was a great day nonetheless. All days, you know, I get with fans and friends every time is a great day. So,
yeah.
And I got to drink good beer, great beer.
Well, I do breweries in NJ.com and it's a great breweries in New Jersey. So check us out. Yeah. Every Thursday night, BGSE Network, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Appreciate it.
Cheers. Thank you.